death's reluctant volunteer. In a matter of hours, Michael Ross will become the Gary Gilmore of Connecticut, the first person to be executed in that state in the modern era. To the penny press and the corporate media, Ross is a man choosing his fate freely, opting for execution to give closure to his half a score of victims' families. Michael Ross was convicted in the killings of six young women and has been on death row since 1987. He has waived his appeals. Michael Ross, an intelligent man who studied at an Ivy League university, describes himself as the worst of the worst. He writes, "When most people think of death row inmates, I'm the one that they think of. I'm the worst of the worst, a man who has raped and murdered eight women, assaulted several others, and stalked and frightened many more." That's from an article he wrote called Seeking Reconciliation from Death Row. Ross published these words in the summer of 1996. In this article, Ross outlines his discovery that he suffered from a paraphiliac sexual and mental disorder, which was brought under control by a medication called Depo-Luprin, which kept his violent and sadistic demons at bay. The diagnosis, which he attributed to John Hopkins Sexual Disorders Clinic psychiatrist Dr. Fred Berlin, and the subsequent medication, which he had to fight the Connecticut Department of Corrections to acquire, made him feel human again, he wrote. His journey from darkness into light, from inhumanity back to humanity, led him to embrace what he calls reconciliation, an all but impossible task, he writes, but one worthy of seeking with spiritual help. Michael Ross is represented by a defense lawyer who is assisting him in his wish to be executed. One wonders, what is a prosecutor to do? Help the defense lawyer? He writes in a journal of psychiatry of the immense isolation he has lived with, not just on death row, but of his rare and traumatic forays into prison population, where he heard both guards and inmates express revulsion at his presence. "Hey man, do you know who that is? He's the one who killed all them girls. I wish they would let the SOB into population. Then we could teach him a lesson. Ripper, child raper. Hey tree jumper, we're gonna kill you." And the ever-present sound mimicking the electric chair. Buzz. That's from Michael Ross' article, It's Time for Me to Die, an inside look at death row, published by the Journal of Psychiatry and Law, winter 1998. Once, another prisoner stabbed him 15 times, a setup arranged by a guard. He's been beaten several times by prisoners. He has been splashed by cups of urine and feces. Is there any wonder that he is fleeing this so-called life? On death row, people have few choices. Perhaps the only real choice left is to die. Yet this makes a sad mockery of the word volunteer, for without a choice, how can one really volunteer? If he had a choice, say several life terms in a prison where he wouldn't be assaulted, barraged with excrement, or set up, does anyone think this man, who has finally begun to see his human self, would say no? Indeed, how can any documented mentally ill person, no matter how intelligent, make such a choice, given such meager options? Michael Ross, damned with paraphiliac sexual disorder, never made a choice. He followed his drives, as he is surely following one now. And the media, as well as the judiciary, is but an accomplice in this social crime of legal suicide. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan.